Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big story right now is Kyrie Irving and what's going on with him and the Nets, and obviously Kevin Durant, his future looming in the background of this story. It's ever evolving. Here's the latest from Shams Charania on his stadium live stream that's going on right now.
It's going to surround the Brooklyn Nets, and sources tell me that Kevin Durant is seriously mulling his future options with the Nets. He's been monitoring the situation over the last several weeks, the last several months, and there's an expectation that Kyrie Irving will now proceed shortly into finding a new home via an opt-in and trade potential situation. And there are several teams that he would likely consider. Some of them I reported earlier this week. When you look at the Lakers, the Knicks, the Clippers, those are three suitors that are expected to emerge out of probably several teams that would have interest in acquiring Kyrie Irving via sign and trade. The Nets have until June 29th to come up with an opt-in and trade that would allow the team to get some sort of value for Kyrie Irving.
That last part, Ryan, is the interesting thing. Shams said the team has until June, the Nets have until June 29th to find a trade partner for an opt-in so they can get something in return for Kyrie Irving. Okay, then what if they don't? Here's the threat that has to go along with what Shams just said. Kyrie Irving is willing to leave the Nets and go somewhere in free agency. Well, here's the problem. all the teams with money in free agency, none of them are on that list. Detroit's not on that list. Indiana, San Antonio, Portland, they're not on that list. Portland doesn't even have that much money now. Orlando, not on Kyrie's wish list. So unless he is willing, look, I was told by someone he will consider doing this. It's hard for me to believe, and I'm not sure I do believe it. But that Kyrie would consider going to play for the Lakers for the mid-level exception of $6 or $7 million just out of spite.
What? So don't say that again, Chris. Say what
there
you just
rumblings.
Said.
There are rumblings. Someone told me in the know, and there are rumblings. Other reporters have said the same thing.
What does in the know
thing.
Mean?
I'm not going to give you who the source is, but it's somebody close to the situation.
Oh.
That Kyrie will consider going to the Lakers for the mid-level exception.
Oh.
Out of spite, because he's fed up with the Nets and them not, you know, what he feels is being disrespectful. Now, I think, personally, I think a lot of this is bluff. I think a lot of this is Kyrie trying to scare the Nets into giving him the contract he wants. But that is the only way Kyrie has any leverage, unless if he is willing, other than Kevin Durant going nuclear and saying, if Kyrie's not here, I want out. The only other leverage Kyrie will have is if he's willing to walk to the Lakers for $6 or $7 million. And here's the final thing I'll say before I turn it over to you, Ryan. It doesn't make sense to me, and I know Kyrie is unpredictable, so nobody can say what he will and won't do. But if you're upset because the Nets won't give you the tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars that you feel you deserve, you're actually going to leave $30 million on the table to go play for the Lakers. And some will say, yeah, he'll play for him for a year, and next year he'll strike it big and get that huge contract on the free agent market. That sounds nice, and maybe it could happen. But Kyrie's also very injury prone. And if Kyrie went to the Lakers and got hurt,
oh,
you can kiss that huge contract goodbye. And then Kyrie, who already gave up $17 million this year because he wouldn't get vaccinated, who's already lost tens of millions of dollars when he lost his Nike endorsement deal, he's given up a lot of money. I know he's not, I don't think he's motivated by money, but still, at some point, you tire of giving up these tens of millions of dollars. So that's the latest, Ryan. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Chris, I hear you. I hear the logic. Take the money. Take the money. But Chris.
Meaning what? Are you saying.
Are you telling Kyrie
to take the money?
Get as much money while they giving it. If they giving it, you take it.
So does that mean he should just stay with the Nets?
Yeah, take the money. Take your money and then figure all the rest of it out later. All right? Get paid, guaranteed money. Basketball, we got guaranteed money. But.
You only got a small window to make all this money.
Here's a but. Here's a but, Chris. It's Kyrie, dog.
Right.
Kyrie, of any player just about in NBA history, could pull this. Could pull this off.
Oh, right.
Kyrie, right? I mean, if we told you, name a guy who might pass up on the the payout of money, the cha-ching, it might be Kyrie. I play with him. I love him. That's my guy right there. And he would – listen, he already was the guy like, man, I'm not going to play this season. I'm going to chill. Until they fix it, I'm going to fix it. And he did.
You think out of spite
– Who said
– For the Nets not giving – doing – disrespecting him in his opinion, you think out of spite he'd go to the Lakers? Because here's what he'd be giving up. $30 million – which, again, like you said, he might. Hold up, but here's more. Living at home in New Jersey, in the very town you grew up in that you said you wanted to be in. Playing for the team you grew up rooting for that you said you wanted to bring a championship to. And playing with one of your good friends, Kevin Durant. And on a team that has a chance to win the championship. That's all that you're getting. You're giving up all of that. Out for spite? It don't make sense. But look, again, I'm not claiming to know what Kyrie will do. because nobody other than Kyrie, and maybe even he doesn't know right now what he will do. So like you said, it's possible. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I know it doesn't make sense, but to Kyrie, it makes all the sense. Kyrie's feeling like he's made enough money that he can take this little haircut, and most importantly, he can possibly be happy. If I were the Nets, I would shake in my boots, and I would be on the phone trying to find a partner on which he named to make it happen with. Because
so
the one
you think he's controlling, okay.
The one thing you don't want to do is get into this situation and let him walk for nothing. You do not want to do that.
Well, let me say this. The last team that let Kyrie walk for nothing was who?
Boston.
How did it work out for them?
They were stacked, though, dude. That's they could let somebody
I'm
else
just
walk.
Saying,
they were stacked. That's
nobody
a whole...
knew Marcus Smart was no. this, and I'm not saying he's a star, but they wanted Kyrie back. So I'm just saying, a lot of times, the worst thing is not to let somebody walk. A worst thing is to bring on bad contracts that hamstring you for the future. So I'm with you. If I'm the Nets, I'm like, look, we will look for a deal. But if we don't get the deal we want, we'll call you bluff. And then it's a game of chicken.
Oh, wow.
It's Kyrie, are you really willing to play for the mid-level exception? And Nets, are you really willing to risk losing him for nothing? The number one pick in the draft. Wow.
Wow.
Orlando shocks everyone and takes Banchero, Paolo Banchero, with the number one pick. There it is.
You know what? He stepped up and he said that he was the best player in the draft. He put his attitude behind it. I think he's the best playmaker with size. He plays downhill. He's NBA ready. This was a guy that we thought was going to fall to the Rockets. At three, you see the emotion come out.
It does change everything.
You got to be happy. Yeah, it changes everything.
How? Where are you at on him? Because I like him, obviously, at Duke. He had a really good year. I didn't see him just take over games like I felt he was capable of. And I don't know, is that playing at Duke? They don't do that? Or you know what I mean? Like, he's got the size, kind of. Of LeBron, he's six, a little bit taller, not quite as big as LeBron, although, you know, at a similar age, yeah, close. Why didn't he just beast cats?
Because he's got to play somewhat in the system. He's still a bit of a baby. He's got to figure it out. Obviously, LeBron has the handle of a point guard. You know, he's got the handle of a shooting guard, small forward, you may want to say, with that size. There's the difference there. But this is not the big boom pick. You know, they say kind of a boom or bust or, you know, elite.
Right.
He may be this solid guy. The attributes that you see in the next 5 or 10 years, there may not be a lot of growth. The shot may get better, but the appeal with Banchero, with Paolo, is he's coming in right now ready to play with the size and athleticism.
Agreed.
You know, he's going to have some learning to do, but physically, he's going to be putting dudes in the rim.
See, I think I agree. I think he's ready right now. I felt like Jabari Smith is also ready, maybe not quite as ready as Paolo, but also ready. And kind of like, I think both of those were sure picks in that they're going to be really good players, I think, kind of at least. But Jabari, I think, has more upside than Paolo, like at his ceiling. And I think Chet has more, a higher ceiling than both of them. But
yes,
I get the safe
yes.
pick. But I thought the happy medium between upside and NBA ready right now was Jabari Smith.
Here's the thing. You said it. I want people to hear this. When it comes to Chet, Chet by far is that boom pick. Chet is
right.
The guy that's going to develop Steph Curry-ish. and could be an absolute monster in the league, because a lot of people talk about his size and length, but he's coordinated. He can take you off the bounce. He can push full court. Like I see little guards trying to rip him and poof, behind the back, through the legs. Like, he has all that in his bag. That's the appeal with Chet Holmgren that a lot of people just say, oh, he's skinny. They don't talk about his skill set, you know? And that's the boom there. And with Paolo, he's going to be this guy. And in the next 5-10, it may be Chet. That's what the excitement for Chet is. And I think with some of the Orlandos, the other teams, you got to ask yourself, can we be patient? We got a bunch of young guys. Can we stay patient? You know, but with Banchero, I've always said, he's the safest pick now to get into your lineup and play quality minutes.
Yeah, I like him. I'm not gonna poo-poo the pick because I do like him. He, as you said, he's got a lot of talent, and look. We've seen guys. Heck, you know who comes to mind most? Just a top of mind, Michael Jordan, right? Mm. We've seen guys kind of play in the system and be great, but not be able to show everything they've got. I'm not saying he's obviously gonna be Jordan, but maybe he's got even more than we saw at Duke. Orlando certainly thinks so, and we'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends, when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Paolo Banchero drafted number one, surprising a lot of people, to Orlando. Chet Holmgren going number two, surprising no one, to Oklahoma City. Jabari Smith, who a lot thought would be the number one pick in the draft, he goes third, Ryan, to the Houston Rockets, which, I think they're getting a very good player with good upside. He looks disappointed on the screen. He didn't even work out for the Rockets. He only worked out for the top two teams because he thought he was going there. He's been hearing for a month that he was going to be the number one pick. What do you think about this? And, you know, how you think this works out?
Yeah. Hey, man, I hope the young boy has a chip on his shoulder. Let's go.
You like that, right? You like him being upset.
Yes.
Because a lot of people would say, hey, I'm number three. I'm in the NBA.
I don't want him fat and happy. I want him working. Listen, I've said this the whole time. You get a guy, I felt confident the Rockets were going to get a guy at three that they would have still been able to get at one. And the gift and the curse is you got that man who can step out, shoot the three. He's long, he's athletic, and he's not going to do anything but continue to grow. And you see the immense upside, Chris. When you think about NBA basketball, shooting. This is a guy who's going to be a plug-and-play pick from the start, man. I'm telling you, I love it.
He might be the best shooter in the draft, period. Not for a big guy, period. And that's good. Look, I think he's a better version of the guy they just traded to Dallas and Christian Wood, right?
Like they're different players. He's going to be able to guard the perimeter similar to Christian.
Excellent defender.
Yeah, he's not a five. I think his length will help at the rim, but it's the shooting. He steps into the NBA with the position, Chris, and you don't need him making a bunch of plays off the bounce. You got Kevin Porter Jr., you got Jalen Green. It's a team that wants to get up and down, but outside shooting in moments had been a problem. But when you can spread the floor, you got youth, and you got a lot of upside here, man. I am ecstatic, but even more so, this was a guy that you would have taken at one.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned at one. Orlando has hit home runs with all of their number one picks in the past. Mm-hmm. Shaq, Chris Webber, that they turned into Penny Hardaway. Only injury stopped Penny from being awesome. And then, of course, Dwight Howard. As you said earlier, that boom guy, the guy that has the highest ceiling, is Chet Holmgren. And they passed. They went with a safer pick. The safest of the top three picks. Do you think they will regret passing on Chet Holmgren?
I can't tell yet. It's too early to tell.
I know you can't say now. I'm asking you to give me a forecast. I get it. We don't know what they're going to become.
There is a chance. And for me, it would have to say that Chet Holmgren, you know, was playing at an Embiid.
He had to be a superstar.
An Embiid-like level, a Durant-like level, you know. Right.
He'd have to become a superstar.
Yeah.
I do think this, Ryan. I don't want to say at the very least, because he could obviously just be a straight up bust. But I feel like at least he's going to be Kristaps Porzingis. And if he's Kristaps Porzingis, I'll take that. A healthy version. You know what I mean? A guy that is available. Because Kristaps is 20-9 when he plays. He's long. Now, this guy blocks shots better. This guy's got better handle, can go off the dribble better, and might be able to shoot it better, but at least shoots it as well. That's a really good player in the NBA today.
This is the tough thing, though. Those guys who went ahead of him and behind after him are going to be good players also. And when you're looking at the comp of a Porzingis or a tall shooter, that's not the appeal of your comp is Kevin Durant. Your comp is LeBron James. Your comp is, you know, even a prime Blake Griffin, you know, in a Banchero, you know. So that's the tough part there when you talk about what is the boom. We talk about boom or bust picks. That's where the boom part, you know, maybe teamed a little hesitant, but he has an immense skill set. You know, to me in the NBA, you get as much shooting, as much length as you can have. All right.
Well, he got both of them right? in spades. So right? we will see what this dude. I hope he becomes a superstar. I think it'd be good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. and there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
But even so, with all the draft news, the big story is still Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets and what is going to happen there. And the ancillary story is Kevin Durant. It's hard to say that's ancillary, but that's kind of looming in the background. Let me ask you this, Ryan Hollins. Let me paint the picture and then ask you this question. You're one of the best players in the world.
Okay.
You left a team where you could have won more championships, Golden State,
okay,
to go prove that you could win it on your own and to play with one of your good friends, one of your best friends in the league. And you ride with your man. So even though he hasn't been available, even though he didn't get vaccinated, even though he cost you James Harden, even though. You still riding with him. And the Nets want to take a stand, a worthy stand. I think the right stand. And they don't want to give him the full max. That's your boy. So what do you do? Now the team's not, even though they still could be good with him and Ben Simmons, they're not going to win the East with that. What do you do if you're Kevin Durant and you're in his shoes? What would you do in this situation? Because a lot of people saying he's going to demand or request a trade.
I get Kyrie on the phone. I tap in with Ben Simmons. And I get these guys focused. Last year was a mess, guys. But here's the reality. Our culture wasn't intact. Let's build culture. Let's do this thing the right way. Let's get out of our feelings. Because we got enough as is to compete for a championship. At this moment, the only thing that they can do is get in their own way. They have enough. You forget Joe Harris was also injured. You forget right. Seth Curry came.
Seth Curry's there.
Right. Yeah, later on.
They got enough. I agree.
They have shooting. And if Ben Simmons can just be Ben Simmons. Right? You feel me, Chris? Like, man, I'm not saying Ben Simmons.
He don't even have to shoot a jump shot. You're right.
Be Ben Simmons, dog. We might start you at center. You might play some backup five. You know, roll over to the position. So right now, like, you got enough. And in terms of Kevin Durant, like, KD, we don't want to see KD on the Knicks.
Okay.
We don't see him bouncing around.
You playing KD, I'm going to play Kyrie. Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Okay.
You got your full max. I need my money, bruh. And if they going to disrespect me like this, I might just have to jet.
Don't worry about the money. You made enough money, man. We want to win. Show your commitment. You know, we're going to make sure. I'm going to make sure you get the extension. But, yo, Kyrie, they tripping. I'm KD. Yo, Kyrie, they tripping, man. Just take take this money now, and we're going to get you that extension, but just show us that you're good. You're going to sign this 3-year. Don't worry about it, man.
Right.
This
is just for that's fair.
You know?
Say to him, look, Kyrie, they're going to guarantee you fully, because I think that's the compromise you come to. Fully guaranteed 3 years. That's what I want. All right, I get it. You're not going to give me 5. Fully guaranteed 3. And KD, like, look, Kyrie, get that. And re-up after that, after we win this chip, you'll get more money. That's what I would tell him. But if it don't work, if Kyrie's out of there, would you request a trade?
Oh, man. That's the tough one because it's KD's show there. you know, and everybody in the league would be asking for his services. Every single team. Right. Okay, OKC would be like, man, we will unload the clip. We will, you'll get every draft pick we have for this.
You know he ain't trying to go back to OKC.
Absolutely not. But it is a situation. If you're Kevin Durant, like, those services will be asked for, you know.
You bring up an interesting point, though. You brought up OKC, which we obviously know he wouldn't want to play there. And I'm not just saying because he was there before and left. I'm saying because obviously they're not in position to win a championship. But the point you make is interesting because that's the problem for KD. They have all the control. You're locked up until 2026. Now, I don't know. Will he go nuclear and not show up for training camp? Pull a Ben Simmons and say, I'm not going to play? Ryan, you know, the league going to get tired of this stuff. The players are really going to get hammered in the next collective bargaining. It's in the summer of 2023, I believe. Or 2024, maybe. But it's coming up.
Well,
and if they keep doing stuff like this, when you got 3-4 years left on your deal, the owners are going to really hammer them in the next agreement. So, but to the point I was trying to make, KD can't control where he's going to go because he's got 4 years left on his deal. Most times when a guy wants to trade, he can control where he's going to go because he'll be like, well, okay, I got a year left on my deal. If you give up, if you give everything up for me, I'm leaving. I'm not staying playing for you for more than next year. Once my contract's over, I'm out of there. And teams won't give up a lot for him and won't trade for him. In this case, if I trade for Kevin Durant, I know I have him for the next 4 years. Now, again, he can throw hissy fit after hissy fit after hissy fit if he wants, wherever he gets traded to he doesn't like. But he's about to be 34 years old.
Now, let me throw this to you, Chris. History major, right? That's what I was at UCLA. Let me turn back the hands of time. The Nets were in a situation where they made the move with the Celtics that allowed the Celtics to acquire Jaylen Brown, Tatum, all those boys, Smart, where they handed over all the draft picks, the keys, the car, to acquire their big three that they had with Deron Williams, and it didn't work out. Do you think the Nets, you spoke earlier, you said something real key, you said the Lakers go and just acquire talent. They get the best names possible, and then they throw it together and they try to win. Right. Do you think there's an element where the Nets are drinking that same Kool-Aid? They may just go and blow this thing all the way up. You know, let's fight again another day.
Well, look, that's where, even if Kevin Durant says,
because you can get it for KD.
Right.
You
can that's my
say
point.
Best
no.
deal available.
Right. Obviously, I want to keep KD, but if I have to trade him, I do know I'm going to get some great offers. I agree with you. I'm going to be set up to be really good going forward. To your point, just like Boston when they got all those picks from the Nets. So I'm with you there. That's why if I'm the Nets, I'm holding firm. No, I don't want to lose KD. But if I have to trade him, I'm going to get a gold mine for him. I'm
going to
get
mine.
A king's ransom for Kevin Durant, right?
Yes.
And so I hear you on that. Here's what I would do if I was Durant. Let's say it doesn't work out. And Kyrie either walks away to the Lakers for less money or he's traded, sign and trade. Either way, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm playing out this season with the Nets. And obviously you hope that it's a sign and trade and you get some pretty decent players for Kyrie. But play it out. If it doesn't work out, if you go out in the first round, you say to the Nets, be a good soldier, be a leader. And then after this season, you go to the Nets and say, look, I want to win a championship. Can y'all trade me somewhere where I got a chance to win a championship? And the Nets would be at a place, I believe, where they would be like, you know what? Well, first, I would say this. Let us see if we can make some moves, KD, that get us to that level. Are you good with that? He'd probably be like, yeah. And he'd be like, all right, if we can get – let us try that first. If we can't, we will trade you to a place you want to go. Because we would see – they would see the handwriting on the wall as well that, look, yeah, he's 35 years old or about to be. We're not close to winning a title right now. We need to go in a different direction anyway. And that way they're more likely to send you to a great spot. If you demand a trade now – because I think their owner, Josiah, is fed up. I think he's fed up with the foolishness.
What makes you say that?
He's got all this mess going on with Kyrie. He's got and they not have nothing to show for it. You got one of the most exciting players in the league in Kyrie. You've got Kevin Durant, one of the best players in the league, and your attendance isn't what it should be. You're not the buzz of New York, and you're not winning. You just got swept. And so I think he's fed up with this. And if KD, on top of everything else they've dealt with, now comes out after I just gave you a huge maximum contract extension, locked you up for 4 years, now you are demanding a trade, dude, I might send you to Sacramento or back to OKC or something. So I think Kevin Durant would be bet. It would be a better look. Just play out the year, and then after that, you can request your trade if it doesn't work out. That's what I think he should do.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.